Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Another night. Praise God. Amen. Another day that the Lord has allowed us. Praise God. Amen. To see. Amen. On the Prayer News Network. Amen. We greet you tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Yes, praise God. Amen. Another day. Praise God. Amen. And we just praise the Lord. Amen. For bringing us together again. Praise God. Amen. In unity. Praise God. Amen. To lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Realize, praise God, and know, praise God, the storms, amen, are raging, amen, hurricanes, storms, tornadoes, glory to God, amen, is surrounding, praise God, areas, amen, Florida, South Carolina, Georgia area, praise God, Virginia, praise God, amen, everyone, amen, is feeling the effect of Ian, praising God, amen. That's a natural storm, praise God, but spiritually, praise God, we are all going through something. Glory to God. Amen. But we were sharing with someone to let them know, praise God, there is a message. Amen. In the storm. Glory to God. Amen. There is a message in the storm. Praise God. Amen. But we praise God today. Amen. To stand before you. Praise God. Amen. It's your co-host tonight. Praise God. Amen. And we thank God. Amen. For Evangelist Bradley, praise God, amen. The visionary, praise God, amen. Glory to God who heads up, praise God, amen. The Prayer News Network, praise God, amen. And we just praise the Lord, amen. How many know if we ever needed prayer, praise God, we need it now. Glory to God, amen. We need prayer, praise God, amen. Amen, because prayer, amen, changes things. Prayer changes people. Prayer change situation, amen. Prayer can change, amen. Hallelujah, the raging sea. Glory to God, amen. So we praise the Lord tonight, praise God, amen, for just being here, amen. Glory to God, amen, to lift up the name of Jesus, amen. Glory to God, and we praise the Lord today, amen. We pray and hope that your day, amen, has been a
blessed day. The recording has started.
Amen, a blessed day. Amen, glory to God, amen. He woke us up early this morning, amen, that is enough to give the Lord a praise for, praise God, for the Bible said that, oh, if men would just praise me, hallelujah, amen, just lift your voice, amen, glory to God, amen, hallelujah, make sweet, sweet melodies to his name, praise God, amen, whether you're in the key of A, B, C, F, or G, amen, he just said make a joyful noise, amen, unto the Lord, come. Before his presence with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Ain't no harm done. Calling on the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God for you, you, and yes, you. Amen. For tuning in tonight. Praise God on the Prayer News Network. Amen. We ask you tonight. Glory to God. Amen. To text your friend, your neighbor. Amen. Your enemies, praise God. Amen. About the time right now, amen. Somebody want to hear some good news. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody want to know, praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Is there a God? Yes, there is. Hallelujah. He watches over us all night long. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So text them. Amen. Glory to God. Text them on Facebook. Send them a messenger. Hallelujah, amen, whatever you have to do, amen, to let them know there is good news, there is still good news, amen, even though what we're going through, what we're coming out of, what we're getting ready to go into, hallelujah, what we're facing, how we're hurting, hallelujah, there is good news, amen, glory to God, amen, so we ask you, praise God, amen, to text a friend, amen, call them. Amen, if you have to, amen, to let them know, praise God, amen, tonight is their night, amen, glory to God, amen, amen, on the Prayer News Network, glory to God, amen, and we're just so grateful, amen, to come before you, to all of my advisors. God bless you on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And get a little sip of water. Amen. To all of my advisors tonight. God bless you tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. To all of our listeners. Amen. Our prayer warriors. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Who? Amen. Amen. How far you are, it doesn't matter. Amen. We want you to know that we appreciate you tonight. Praise God. Amen. For joining us. Amen. Glory to God. The more of us, amen, the more power. Praise God. Amen. More strength. Glory to God. Amen. So let's just bombard this line tonight. Praise God. Amen. And let someone know. Praise God. Amen. There is an answer. Amen. To your problem tonight. Glory to God. Amen. On the Prayer News Network. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So call, text. Amen. Contact them. Praise God. Amen. And also, praise God. Amen. We are on Facebook Live. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you can't get through, amen, the line, glory to God, where there's sometimes, amen, the storms cause a lot of technical difficulties. Amen. Just go on Facebook Live, praise God, on the Prayer News Network, PNN, praise God. Amen. And you can get on there, praise God. Amen. But to all of our listeners far and near, amen, glory to God, may be listening to us at a different time. Amen. But we want you to know, praise God. Amen. We love you. We appreciate you. Glory to God. Amen. Just come on in. Come on in. Glory to God. What the Spirit of the Lord, amen, is. Amen. And good news is spreading tonight. Praise God. Amen. So we thanking the Lord for you. Amen. And at the end of the service, amen, we're going to give you a phone numbers to where you can contact, amen, and get a copy, amen, of the service. Amen. Glory to God for tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And even tonight, glory to God, just want to praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Recognize our leaders. Praise God. Your leader. My leader. Praise God. Amen. Wherever they may be. Praise God. Amen. Let's continue to lift them up in prayer. Amen. They need our prayer. They need our prayer. Glory to God. Amen. So let's continue to pray for our leaders. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Also, to, amen, to the lady, S.D. James. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. And the family, we lift them up. Praise God. Amen. For yet, praise God. Amen. He left. Praise God. Amen. Left the trail. Amen. Somebody say he left the trail of a blaze. Praise God. Amen. To preach the word in season, out of season, when they won't hear it, when they don't want to hear it, praise God, amen, these days and time, praise God, amen, we encourage you, preach, amen, the word's leaders, preach the word, glory to God, amen, hallelujah, to all of those, praise God, amen, that are yet living and alive, amen, preaching the word, praise God, stay on the wall, praise God, hallelujah, praise God, amen, to know, amen, glory to God, amen, hallelujah, the word brings about a change. Amen. The word brings about a change. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God for you and you. Amen. Against your evangelist Bradley. God bless you, woman of God, for the awesome, great work that you're doing. Praise God on the Prayer News Network. Glory to God. Amen. We celebrate you. Hallelujah. We honor you tonight. Amen. Stay on the wall. Amen. Don't come down. Stay on the wall. Hallelujah, amen, amen. Peoples, amen, around the world have need of you. Glory to God. So we thank the Lord tonight, amen, for everything. Praise God, amen, that has been said and done. Hallelujah, amen, glory to God, amen. We ask you, amen, come on in, praise God. Hallelujah, join us tonight, amen. Let's fellowship. Glory to God, amen, and make some noise up in this place, praise God, amen, hallelujah, amen, and we're just expecting, praise God, souls to be saved, renewed, revived, restored tonight, for the Spirit of the Lord, amen, is in this place, and the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, amen, glory to God, amen, is falling tonight, praise God, fresh oil tonight in the name of Jesus, amen, so we thank the Lord tonight, praise God, we're going to move right along, praise God, amen. We thank God, amen, for the Prayer News Network, praise God, amen. And we're going to ask, Amen. Glory to God. Amen. One of the prayer warriors. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. If she would, praise God, come on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Sanctify. Amen. The line for us. Amen. None other than, praise God, missionary. And praise God. God bless you. Amen. Missionary Pan tonight. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord tonight.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The song says, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by, and you will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry, for he is passing by this moment your needs. He will supply. So reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You just reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by, and you will find he's not too busy to hear your heart cry, for he is passing by this moment your needs. He will supply. So reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Come on, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. And you will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry, for he is passing by this moment your needs, your every need, he will supply. So reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Glory to your name, Lord God. Thank you right now, Lord God. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up tonight, Lord God. We come, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to give you the praise, to give you the glory, to give you the honor that you are worthy of, Lord God. You are so worthy, Lord God. And tonight we come to say thank you. We come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you to to look down upon us this night, each and every one of us, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon the line tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, look on each and every one of us, Lord God, name by name, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to have mercy upon us tonight, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look upon our hearts, Lord God. We ask you to forgive us, Lord God, for anything that we have done, Lord God, it just wasn't pleasing to you, Lord God. We come, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look down upon us, Lord God, and create in us, Lord God, a clean heart, Lord God. We asking you to renew a right spirit within us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come, Lord God, repent, Lord God, for anything, Lord God. Even, Lord God, our very thoughts that we have fought today, Lord God, that wasn't pleasing to you, Lord God, that wasn't like you, Jesus. We come before you asking you to look upon us, Lord God, and forgive us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you tonight, Lord God, to create in us a clean heart, Lord God. We ask you once again, Lord God, to renew that right spirit within us, Lord God, that we may be worthy to come before you, Lord God, to come before your throne, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to even come in your very presence, Lord God. We're asking you, Lord God, to accept us today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, lifting you up, Lord God, in the beautiness of holiness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We come tonight, Lord God, just to say thank you. Thank you for being so good to us, Lord God. Thank you for being so merciful unto us, Lord God. Thank you right now, Lord God, for just being so very good to your children tonight, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to move by your spirit and by your mighty power tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we're asking you, Lord God, to heal, Lord God. We're asking you to deliver. We're asking you to set free. We're asking you to save, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking you to have your way tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We realize and know, Lord God, that many of us on the line tonight, Lord God, needing one thing and some need another, Lord God, but we realize and know, Lord God, that you is a God, Lord God, our answering prayer, God. We realize and know, Lord God, that you never failed us, Lord God. And Lord God, we realize and know that whatever we need, Lord God, you are not too busy, Lord God, to supply our needs, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, all we got to do is reach out and touch you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for being that kind of God, Lord God. We magnify you right now. We glorify you. We lift you up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to heal, Lord God, that sick body, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. That person that might be in the hospital right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, to let your hand of mercy touch them right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move this night by your spirit. Move this night by your power, Lord God, on the sick and the shut-in, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we're asking you right now to be the lifter of a hung-down head tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, so many people were lost, Lord God, in the storm, Lord God. We're asking you right now, Lord God, to look upon the families tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, dry the tears, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, lift the heavy burden, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, lift the hung down head, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move tonight, Lord God. We need you, Lord God. We cannot make it without you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we asking you to save on this line tonight, Lord God. Save the lost, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, that's the purpose, Lord God, that you got this line going, Lord God, because you want to save souls, Lord God. You want to heal bodies, Lord God. You want to lift spirits, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to have your way. Let your choice anointing rest upon us tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move mightily tonight. In the name of Jesus, move on the speaker tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, have your way tonight, Lord God. Bless them right now, Lord God. Lord God, give them a word that we may hear, Lord God, and be healed, delivered, and set free. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move on Evangelist Bond tonight, Lord God. Touch her right now from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Supply Lord God, according to your riches and glory in the name of Jesus. Move on Evangelist Bradley tonight, Lord God. Touch right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Heal, Lord God. Deliver, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bless her right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, open up the windows of heaven and pour her out a blessing that she won't even have room enough to receive, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you. We magnify you, Lord God. We glorify you, Lord God. We lift you up tonight, Lord God. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord God, of every praise. You're worthy of every hallelujah. You're worthy of every hand clap. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you so much. Father, we thank you so much. We thank you, Lord God, for being so good. Lord God, we realize and know there's nothing that we've done so good, Lord God, but you, Lord God. You, Lord God. You, Lord God, is so good to us, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. Even though we fail sometimes, Lord God, to do your will, Lord God, you still bless us still. And we thank you for it, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We don't take you for granted, Lord God. We thank you. We magnify you, Lord. We glorify you. We lift you up tonight, Lord God. We lift you up tonight, Lord God. High, Lord God. Above any, Lord God. We lift you up tonight. We glorify you. We lift you up, Lord God. We magnify you. In the precious name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We glorify you. We lift you up, Lord God. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord God. With our whole heart, we love you. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you this night, Lord God. We thank you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up once again, Lord God. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. And we thank you, Lord God. We say thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Missionary Pam. Praise God. Amen. You got to feel better now. Amen. Prayer changes things. Amen. Come on. Come on. Praise God. Somebody. Amen. Glory to God. Shake yourself off tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Shake them weights off. Amen. Prayer, praise God. Amen. Changes things. Glory to God. Amen. You've got to feel better. Praise God. Amen. Let's go in. Praise God. Amen. Telling ourselves, amen, we got the victory. We got the victory. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Prayer. Amen. Destroy yokes. Praise God. Amen. I feel better myself. Praise God. Amen. We thank God tonight. Praise God. Again, thank you. Amen. Missionary Fan. Amen. One of our prayer warriors, praise God, on the Prayer News Network. Amen. Thank the Lord for you tonight, praise God. Amen. And we're going to be the one tonight, praise God, to read the scripture tonight. Amen. And we'll be coming from Psalms, amen, chapter, praise God, amen, chapter 15. Glory to God. Amen. Just going to read, amen, 5 verses. Amen. Tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And as it reads, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. Amen. In those eyes a vile person is, amen, contempt. But he honors them that fear the Lord. He that, amen, sweareth to his own heart, amen, and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing, amen, to the reading, amen, of his word. Praise God. Amen. So tonight, amen, tonight, 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 amen. Tell your neighbor, praise God, tell yourself, tonight, amen, is my night. The Lord is going to do it tonight. Amen. The Lord is going to do it, amen, for me tonight. Amen. Tonight, 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 praise God. Amen. Tonight, amen, for me. Amen. When I was unsaved, amen, would be a night that we're just getting ready. Praise God, amen. To go out, praise God, amen. Amen. We done got our bed rags on, amen, ready to, amen, do our dance, praise God, amen, either do our thing, amen. But tonight, amen, glory to God, amen, we are all dressed up in our armor. Praise God, we got our shouting clothes on, amen. Glory to God, we got the spirit of praise garment on, amen, glory to God, ready to do, amen, Jane Brown said, ready to do our thing, amen, but tonight, praise God, we're still dancing, but we just done changed dance partners, glory to God, and his name is Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, amen, so tonight, amen, is our night, praise God, amen, and we thank the Lord tonight, glory to God, for being, praise God, amen, in the presence of the Lord, amen. Glory to God, amen. Again, want to say we thank God, amen. Glory to God for the visionary, amen, Evangelist Bradley. Glory to God, amen. Let's just shout praise the Lord for her tonight. Hallelujah, amen. And we're getting ready, praise God, amen, to bring on, praise God, amen, the man of God, amen, hallelujah, amen, who's going to bring the message. Praise God, amen. He is the messenger for the hour. Praising God, amen. I ask you to pray for him. Glory to God, amen. Glory to God, amen. That's none other, amen, than our speaker tonight, amen. None other than, praise God, Minister Craig Cannon. Amen, amen, from Apply Word Ministry. Amen, right in the city, amen, of Atlanta, Georgia. Amen. Glory to God, amen. We're just going to get with it, pray. Praise God, we are ready, amen, for the word. Hallelujah, amen. You got to come, amen, with the spirit of expectancy. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. You may come in one way, but you're going out, praise God, victorious tonight. Amen. So we'd like to present to some and introduce to others. Amen. Glory to God on the platform. None other than, praise God, Minister Craig Cannon. Amen. God bless you, man of God. Amen. Just match star 6. Amen. And come on over. The platform is yours.
Praise God. Praise God, sister. You just blessed me with that. I'm so grateful and thankful to be here tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, 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 glory be to God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for the blood of Jesus, Lord God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, sister. Heavenly Father, I thank you. Thank you for another opportunity, Lord God, another opportunity to minister to these your sheep. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that revelation knowledge will flow freely, Lord God, uninterrupted and unhindered by any evil, satanic or demonic force. Lord, I pray that you and you alone will speak through my vocal cords, Lord, and you alone will think through my mind, Lord. Let it be none of me and all of you, Lord God. I give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, Lord God. All glory, all honor, and all praise. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Praise God, sisters and brothers on the line for the Prayer News Network tonight, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for us coming together again, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for everything, for giving us the breath of life, Lord God, that we woke up this morning, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that we can breathe another day. We can inhale your presence, Lord, and exhale your power, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for loving us unconditionally. That is not about what we do or what we have not done, Lord God, but it's all about accepting Jesus. It's all about your word. Father, we just give you praise and honor and glory. Thank you for your love and your mercy. And Heavenly Father, I also want to thank you, Lord God, for the many lives that were saved during the hurricane, Lord God. And I pray and lift up all of those who didn't make it during the hurricane, Lord God. Father, you know all things. And Father, I pray for the families down there who've lost someone and their loved ones, Lord God. Give them a sense of peace and a sense of rest, Lord God. Help them, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God. Heal them, Lord God. Make them whole. Draw them closer and closer to you. Father, we ask all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Well, praise God. Praise God. I believe every time you minister, you should bring your Bible, and your Bible should be right there with you. If you don't have your Bible with you, please take a moment and go and get it, because the Word is what we believe in. The Word of God is the final authority in every situation and every circumstance. I want everybody to turn to the book of John again. We ministered last time on the book of John, and we were talking about these different conversations with Jesus. It was all about what Jesus was doing in the book of John, and the Holy Spirit has been showing me many different things in the book of John, and it has just been a blessing. Turn to the book of John and chapter 5, and we're going to go on chapter 5, verse 1, and we're going to start there. And we're just going to look at the things that Jesus did. The Holy Spirit has had me going back through the Gospels. The Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And he's had me going back through those things just to teach me some things. To go back through the basics and understand what this is all about. This word that God has left for us. This Bible, these scriptures. And we of course know that Jesus is the Word. As in the first John, it talks about, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And there was nothing that wasn't made by the Word. For all things was made by him, and for his glory. So let's look at chapter 5, and we're going to pick up from there. And I want you all to just listen and try to imagine yourself being living during that time. A lot of times when I read the scriptures, the Holy Spirit have me place myself in it. And I want you to kind of put yourself setting and listen very closely. Chapter 5, John chapter 5, verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, and it has five porches. And in these lay a great multitude of impotent folk. That means a lot of people were sick, and it was coming down to this pool. Impotent folk of blind, halt, withered, and they were waiting for the moving of the water. For the angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water, means he stirred it up. And whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever diseases he had. So I want you to get a picture of this. There's a pool. Jesus has come by this pool in Bethesda, and all these sick folks are down there, and they just sitting beside this pool. They're just waiting for this angel to come down there and stir the water up so they can jump in and they can be healed or made whole. They just sitting there just waiting for it. And a certain man, verse 5, a certain man was there. Now, when the Bible says certain man, that's a particular person. They don't necessarily give you his name, but they're showing you that this is a real person. A certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. This man was sick for 38 years. Can you imagine being sick? He had this infirmity for 38 years. That's a long time to be sick. And when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time, so Jesus sees this guy down there lying down. He's been there a long time. In that case, he said this unto him. Look what Jesus said to him. Will thou be made whole? That's what he said to the man. The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Now, let me break that down for you. He said, Jesus, look, I don't have nobody who can pick me up and help me get to the pool when this water gets to stirring up. And then when I start going on my own and I get close, somebody else come in front of me, and they step right in front of me and get in it. So this man has been sitting down there. He's had this sickness for 38 years trying to get in this pool so he can be made whole. And he's waiting to get there, and every time he tries to get close, somebody step into the water right in front of him. Look at that. They're not even concerned about him. They're concerned about themselves. They just step in the water. I'm going to get my healing. I see you over here. You crawling. You can't get up and walk toward the pool, so I'm going to go ahead and jump in front of you and get mine. And just so happens, Jesus is there today. Jesus is right there by the pool. Verse 8, Jesus saith unto him, look what Jesus said unto him. Now, Jesus is not concerned about this stirring of the water of the pool to be made whole, because he is whole. Jesus is the answer. It's not the stirring of the water. Jesus is the answer. So this is what Jesus says to him. Jesus says, rise, take up thy bed, and walk. That's all Jesus said to him. Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. Verse 9, and immediately, let's stop right there. Immediately. Look at that, immediately. You know what I get from that? Quick obedience. When God tells you to do something, do it. When God says to do this, do it. Don't be afraid. Just do it. You may not understand it. You may not like it. It may not even make sense. And to be honest with you, 9 times out of 10, it's not. Because God's ways are not our ways, and God's thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So I find it interesting, this man immediately, and immediately the man was made whole. Look at that. He'd been sick 38 years, and all of a sudden, in one day, Jesus comes there and tells him to get up, take his bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. On the same day was the Sabbath. Now, don't you find this interesting? God don't just put anything in the scriptures for no reason. Praise God. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured. This is what the Jews said. It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. Now look at this. These Jews are around and they see this man carrying the bed. It's interesting. They know this man's probably been down there by that pool every day for probably the last 38 years, sick, and all of a sudden when they see him carrying his bed on the Sabbath day, they got a problem. The Jews therefore said unto him, that was cured. It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. So what the man said to the Jews, he that made me whole, talking about Jesus, he that made me whole. See, there's a difference between healing and wholeness. When you get healed of what you're sick of. When you're made whole, there's nothing missing and nothing broken in your life. Everybody else getting in that pool, they got healed. But this man, not only did he get healed, he got made whole. So nothing's missing and nothing's broken in his life. And he answered and said to them, he that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk. Take up thy bed and walk. So the one who made me whole told me to take up my bed and walk. And then they asked him, what man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed didn't know who it was, wist not who it was. For Jesus had conveyed himself away, and a multitude being at that place. So after Jesus said this to him, he got up immediately. Jesus just sort of slid away in the crowd. Because there's a crowd of people down there coming you know, waiting on that angel to come down and stir that water up. It's interesting. I find it interesting. This one person, Jesus went down there for that healing. Everybody that's down there, they're waiting for the angel to come down there and stir the water up and get healed. It's almost like tunnel vision. Jesus had that one assignment. Like God the Father's like, you know, there's a man down there. He can't get in the water. He's been there for 38 years. I want you to go down there and heal him and then just get out. But I want you to heal him on the Sabbath. Heal him on the Sabbath. See, Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. The Jews always had a problem with things happening on the Sabbath day. But Jesus said, I am the Lord of the Sabbath. Basically, since I'm the Lord of the Sabbath, things can't happen on the Sabbath day because I'm Lord over the Sabbath. And they asked him, what man said this? Verse 13, he didn't know who it was because Jesus had slipped away and the multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple. So Jesus found this man in the temple, and he said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come unto thee. Sin no more. See, when God makes you whole, don't go back and sin no more. Don't go back and do something. God has made you whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that talks about when a man is saved, he gives his life to Christ, you know, and it talks about all these things that go out of him, all these demonic spirits that leave him, and they're searching for another host to come into, right? And if that man slips back into doing some of the same things that he used to do, what we call a backslidden position, these demonic spirits come back and enter back into him, and they bring even more. So the end condition of that man is worse than the initial condition was. See, that's what he means, sin no more. 14, afterwards Jesus finding him in the temple, and he says, behold, thou art made whole. I made you whole. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Sin no more, unless something worse come unto thee. The man departed, and he told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus. Wait a minute. They're persecuting Jesus for making this man whole. It wasn't about the man being whole to them. It was about the fact that it was done on the Sabbath. But Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. But they're going to persecute him because he made this man whole on the Sabbath. He could have done it any other day. But he couldn't do it on the Sabbath. The Jews had a problem with that. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus, and they sought to slay him. I mean, they were out. Can you imagine? He done healed this man, made this man whole, and they out to kill him because he did it on the Sabbath. Now, come on, somebody. Does that even make common sense? Instead of being happy for the man who had an infirmity for 38 years, they got a problem with it happening on the Sabbath, and to the point that they want to kill Jesus. And they sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, my Father worketh here too, and I work, meaning God the Father is doing this. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him. Why? Because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal to God. Now they really want to kill him because now here's a man who's making himself equal to God because they don't realize that he is God. He is the Lord. He's the Son of God. Let's keep reading. Then Jesus answered and said unto them, now look at what Jesus is going to say. Verily, verily. Verily, verily means pay attention. What I'm about to say is going to be very important. Verily, verily, I say unto you, Son, meaning him, can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do, for what things soever he doeth, these also the Son do likewise. So he's saying that I am only doing what my Father does. I am only doing what God the Father did. I do what he did. So if you got a problem with me doing this on Sabbath, you got a problem with God the Father. For the Father loves the Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth. And he will show him greater works than these, that they may marvel and may be amazed. For as the Father raises up the dead and quickeneth, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. Look at that. Jesus is only doing what the Father says. So we know there's God the Father, there's God the Son, there's God the Holy Spirit. The Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, all right? God the Father in heaven, God the Son right now in this present day on the right hand of God the Father in heaven. And God the Holy Spirit, he's here on the earth, on the inside of us. Those of us who've given our life to Christ. The Spirit of the living God is on the inside of us. We're walking around with the most powerful force on the earth, on the inside of us. I want you all to get a picture of that. We're walking around with the power that raised Jesus from the dead on the inside of us. What do we have to fear? Why are we afraid of anything or anyone? When you really think about it, the Holy Spirit's on the inside of us. He's been sent here to lead and guide us into all truth, the whole truth and the full truth. And guess what? He speaks whatever he hears the Father says, similar to what Jesus was doing when he was here. Keep reading. For the Father raises up the dead, look at that, and quickening them. He raised them up. That word quicken means to make alive. Quickens them. Even so, the Son makes alive whomever he will. He quickens whomever he will. For the Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment unto the Son. I thought that's interesting. The Father judges no man, but he committed all judgment to the Son. Look at that. Look at that. Why? Because, see, Jesus came to pay the price for our sins. He became sin for us. He who knew no sin, so that we could become the righteousness of God in him. That's what the scriptures say. Jesus became sin for us, he who knew no sin. Last week when I was teaching, I was talking about when John the Baptist was out in the wilderness baptizing people. And it says John the Baptist was out there baptizing. When he dipped them in that water, when they came up confessing their sins. They came up saying all the bad stuff that they had done. It was just coming out of their mouth. They dipped in that water. They came up confessing their sins. But when John baptized Jesus, when he came up, he had no sins to confess because he never sinned. He never sinned. See, Cain sinned for us. He who knew no sin, so that we being you and I, could become the righteousness of God in him. So we became righteous because of Jesus. It wasn't our self-righteous. It was Jesus making us righteous by taking on our sin. Father judges no man, so God ain't going to judge anybody. For the Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father, which hath sent him. See, God sent Jesus, just like God sent John. That also came out in the teaching last week. There was a man sent from God, and his name was John. Okay. God has to send you. God has to, you can go as a sent one, or you can go as a went one. But when you sent, you equipped. When you went, you on your own. God will equip you to do what he has called you to do. And God has a purpose for everybody's life on this phone. He has a purpose for everybody's life. And you find that purpose in his word. You get in these scriptures. Every time I get in these scriptures, I ask the Holy Spirit, I said, teach me, Holy Spirit. Why would I pray that prayer? Teach me, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Because everything I ask the Father, I have to ask in the name of Jesus. Jesus has said, in that day, ask me nothing but ask the Father my name. To teach me, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. And when I get into this book, I start reading it. Those words jump off that page. The Holy Spirit enlightens my mind, and things become crystal clear. And he wants that for everyone who's willing to jump into this book. This is how you develop a relationship with God. You get into his word. That's how you develop relationship. Relationship. God wants relationship. Not religion. Relationship. See, in the scriptures it says, in the last days when God's going to say to a lot of people, they're going to go before him and say, but God, we did this, but God, we did that. We cast out demons in your name. We lay hands on the sick and they recover in your name. And Jesus is going to look at him and say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. You never knew me. See, that word knew means to have a relationship with. Just like Adam knew Eve. I asked God years ago when I first read that. I said, God, of course Adam knew Eve. Why would you put that in? Adam knew Eve. They were the only two people on earth. Of course he knew Eve. That's not what he was saying. He was saying Adam had a relationship with Eve. Adam knew Eve. See, when you got a relationship with a person, then you know them. That way if somebody came and said, this person did this or that person did that, you'd be like, nah, I don't think they did that. How do you know? Because I know them. I know their nature. They don't operate that way. That's not, I don't know who you're talking about, but it's not that person. That's why you have to develop a relationship. How do we develop a relationship with an invisible God that we have never seen? We get into his word. That's how we develop a relationship with him. This book is the mind of Christ. We get into his word. This is how we get to know him. For the Father judges no man, verse 22, but has committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honors not the Son honors not the Father, which has sent him. Verily I say unto you, there it is again, heareth my word and believe on him that sent me. Let's pause. I'm going to read it slow. He that heareth my word. Right now you're listening to it. You hear God's word. I'm reading the scriptures, which is God's word. These are not my words. These are his words. I'm simply reading what is in the book. This is the word of God. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me. These are the words of Jesus. In your Bible, it's in red. Everything in red is Jesus. He that believeth, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life. Look at that. Life. Where have we seen that before? John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. For God so loved, there it is right there. What motivated this whole thing? The love of God. The love of God started it all. For God so loved the world. God loves every person on this earth that he gave his only begotten son. That's Jesus, his only begotten son, his only begotten son. That's why God had son up there and get ready to sacrifice him. See, Joseph was his only son, and if he had to kill him, then, you know, he wouldn't have had a seed. You know, and God, of course, if you all know the story, he didn't kill his son. He didn't sacrifice his son to God. God had a ram in the bush, and that's what he used as the sacrifice. God knew, and he said after that, now I know. Now I know you love me. He took that same thing, and he gave his only begotten son for the whole world. He sacrificed Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Now let's jump back down here to this scripture right here, what it just said, right? Verse 24, he that hears my word and believeth on him that sent me, who sent them? God, hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Is passed from death unto life. Passed from death unto life. That word death. That word death means to separate from. But watch this. It never means non-existence. You exist somewhere. You're not in that body. Why is that? Because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So when a person dies, their spirit and their soul separates from their body. Where does the body go? Back to the dust of the earth from which it was made. That's why it's so important to make a decision while you're here in this body. You got to decide to accept Jesus or to reject Jesus. The decision is yours. And to not accept him, by default, you have rejected him. It's one decision. Isn't that funny? Our whole life comes down to one decision. And that's if we're going to accept Jesus or not. And God, verily I say, let's go back down to verse 25. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is. Hear the voice of the Son of God. And they that hear shall live. Now he's talking about the resurrection of the dead. Further down in the scriptures, it says that the dead in Christ shall rise first. For as the Father hath life, and that's what he's saying, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God. And they that hear shall live. That's when Jesus comes back to rapture us out. And he says, come up here, hither. A lot of people don't believe this, but it's going to happen. The graves are going to burst open. The dead in Christ are going to rise first. They're going to hear the voice of the Son of God, just like this scripture says. The dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. And hath given him authority, now look at that, given him authority to execute judgment. Does that not line up with verse 22? Go back to verse 22. For the Father judges no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. Jump down to verse 27. And he hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. See, God gave Jesus the authority to execute judgment. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice. There it is again. God's word is truth. And shall come forth they that have done good unto, what's this? The resurrection. Did I just say that? The resurrection of life. And they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. That's why he said the dead in Christ is going to rise first. Because, see, all the dead going to rise. Some, those who are in Christ is going to come first, and those who are not in Christ are going to come next. But those who are in Christ are going to be resurrected unto life, and those who are not in Christ are going to be resurrected unto damnation. I'm not making this up. It's right here in the book. This is the scriptures. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. That's what Jesus is saying. Because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father, which has sent me. I can't do that on my own self. I do the will of the Father. Jesus is doing the will of the Father, which has sent him. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. He can't bear witness of himself, so his witness is not true. there is another that bear witness of me. See, so Jesus is bearing witness of the Father, but there was someone who came before Jesus who bore witness of him, and we know that is John. And I know that witness which he witnessed of me is true. Ye sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. There it is right there. Sent John before Jesus. And John was out there in the wilderness. John was preaching for the kingdom of God is at hand. That's what he was preaching. And those people were getting baptized, and they was coming out of that water confessing their sins. And then John was saying, you know, there is one coming after me whose shoe latchets I'm not even worthy to touch. And he was talking about Jesus. Verse 33, ye sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. But I received not testimony from man, but these things I say that ye might be saved. From men, but these things I say these things so that you might be saved. He was burning and shining. He was a burning and shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. He's talking about John. But I have a greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. Once again, that's three times Jesus then said, the Father sent me. The Father sent me. The Father sent me. I'm not doing this on my own. I'm doing the will of God. I'm doing the will of the Father. John bore witness of me, but the Father sent me, and I'm doing his will. And the Father himself, which has sent me, hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. Look at that. You neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. This is what Jesus is saying to him. And ye have not his word abiding in you. You don't have his word abiding in you. For whom he has sent, him you believe not. Now let's go back now. Who is Jesus talking to here? He's talking to the Jews. He's talking to the Jews. You don't believe him. If you don't believe me, you don't believe the one who sent me. Look at verse 39. Search the scriptures. We'll stop right there. The Jews were very good about searching the scriptures. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. But watch this. They, meaning the scriptures, they are they which testify of me. See, the scriptures are testifying of Jesus. But the Jews thought they could get eternal life from the scriptures apart from Jesus. I find that interesting. He said, you search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that you might have life. You won't even come to me or accept me. I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you. Look at that. He's talking to the Jews. You have not the love of God in you. These are the religious Jews during that time. And I'm not saying all Jews are like this. Don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted. That is not what I'm saying. I'm simply saying what the scriptures are saying about the Jews at this time that Jesus is talking about. But I know you, and that ye have not the love of God in you. I am coming to my Father. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe? How can you believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that come from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There's only one that accuse you. There is one that accuse you, even Moses, in whom you trust. For had you believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. What did Moses write about? The Ten Commandments, right? But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? Now, I want you all to take that and think about all of that. Why am I saying all this? This is all interesting because Jesus is constantly saying he was sent from the Father. He's constantly saying that God sent him and that he only does the will of the Father. He does what he sees the Father does. Jesus said, I'm not doing this on my own self. He does what he sees the Father, what he sees the Father do. And we got to remember that. That's why it's so important for us to get into the scriptures and gain an understanding. And I find it very interesting, this whole conversation Jesus is having with these Jews who want to kill him because he healed a man on the Sabbath. He's having this entire conversation. Look, I'm representing the Father. I came here sent by the Father to do the will of the Father. He's the one that sent me. I'm not doing anything of myself. Why don't y'all believe me? I know you don't believe me, and because you don't believe me, you don't have the love of God in you. That's something I found very interesting. You don't believe me, you don't have the love of God in you. But you think when you search the scriptures, you're going to have eternal life. But I'm telling you, the only way you're going to have eternal life, you've got to accept me. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life or everlasting life, some translations say. So we've got to give our life to Christ. This is the only place we will have that opportunity. Because when we pass from this life to the next, if we haven't accepted Jesus, that means we have rejected Jesus. And as the scripture just told you, we're going to resurrect to damnation. God loves us. God loves us unconditionally. God loves us right where we're at. God knows that we are in a fallen world. He knows that sin entered in when Adam and Eve disobeyed him and ate of that fruit. He knows that. He knows that even in the Old Testament, he had to have people sacrificing animals to cover their sin. But it never could completely get rid of their sin. Jesus is the ultimate sacrifice, and he took on the sins of the whole world, every nation, every continent, all over this planet. Jesus died for our sins. And some of you all on the phone right now, you know you need to give your life to Christ. God's been waiting. He loves you. He loves you right where you're at. Transparency is what he asks. That's it. That's it, transparency. All God wants you to do is accept his son, Jesus. And when you accept this, you find your church home, you get into this word, you get into these scriptures, and you ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. It ain't going to make sense at first. When I got saved many years ago, the D's and the thou's didn't make sense. And I was saved. Gave my life to Christ. And the gentleman who took me, led me to Christ, we prayed the prayer on the campus. And I'm expecting, I'm asking him, okay, is that it? Is some lightning bolt or something supposed to hit me? I wasn't being funny. I was being real. He's like, no, but, here's the Bible. He gave me one of those little small green New Testaments. He said, I just want you to read this and then try to find you a good church. And I tried. I promise you, I tried. One of the first things I remember reading was about the seed, the seeds and the sower, the good ground, the rocky ground. And it just didn't make sense to me. And I was like, Lord, this ain't making sense. This makes no sense whatsoever. I'm just not getting it. See, I needed someone to teach me. I needed someone. I needed to get under a church somewhere and allow the Holy Spirit to teach me. I didn't know anything about the Holy Spirit did, like I do now. He's very real. But I can tell you all this. The day I got saved, I had something that happened to me, and I knew I was different. I knew it. I just knew it. The next morning I woke up. I remember that night after I had gotten saved, I went back to my dorm room, and I got into bed like I normally do, and I would always try to think of something to worry about. Because my mother's a worry warrior, I call her. She would always worry about something. It was just something was wrong. We're going to find some. So I guess I inherited that trait. And I would just lay there in the bed and just try to think about, okay, did I do this? Is this going to work out okay? Is that going to work? Maybe I shouldn't have done it this way. Maybe I should do it this way. And I'm here to tell you, I kept trying and trying, and it just wouldn't come. It wouldn't come. And I drifted off to sleep. And the next morning when I got up, and I woke up and I looked out over the campus. It was like something had lifted off my eyes. I saw the world totally different. I can't explain it. It was like the nature was beautiful. I could see the birds and the sky was so blue and the sun was so bright. I don't know what it was, but there was something had changed, and I did not understand it. I wasn't afraid of it, but I knew something had changed on the inside of me. Now I know what it was. It was the Holy Spirit came on the inside of me. He was taking up residence on the inside of me because I had given my life to Christ. And now I belong to him. And I'm not going to say everything went great from that point forward. The complete opposite. Everything didn't go great because I kept trying to read and just still didn't understand it. The Spirit of God was on the inside of me. But, you know, I didn't have nobody teaching me. And I was like, this isn't making no sense. It's just not making no sense. And what do you do when you don't know what to do? You do what you know. Slip back into doing what you used to do. Because even though you know you're saved, you got to be taught how to live this life. And the only way you can be taught how to live this life, you get to a church, you get under a apostle, a prophet, a pastor, an evangelist, or a teacher, the fivefold gift ministry that God gave us. Whole purpose of them is to perfect the saints, to do the work of the ministry, then to edify or to build up the body of Christ. And once you do that, you start getting into the Word, and you read, you ask the Holy Spirit to teach you, and little by little, the Holy Spirit will teach you. And then you begin to understand the direction of your life, and God begin to teach you, and he begin to show you things. And then your behavior will change. I can't even describe it. There's a young man who's probably on his phone tonight. I saw it right before my eyes. I know I had experienced it many years ago, saw it in him. And he even noticed his behavior started changing. There were certain things he just didn't do anymore, didn't have a desire to do it. God had taken that desire away. I saw God take the desire away from my wife from smoking. I started praying about it, and she just quit. There wasn't nothing to stop her. It was only the Holy Spirit that did it. He was saved, and I'm like, God, this isn't good for her. It's not good for her. It's not good for me. It's not good for nobody. Take the taste away from her. That's not of you. And over time, slowly, he did. So God is real. God is as real as you and I right now on this phone. This isn't some magic book. This isn't something made up. The living God, the one true living God, the great I am, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the one who loves you unconditionally, who will take you right where you at, waiting on the edge of his seat for you to give your life to Christ so he can help you, guide you, lead you, protect you, bless you in every possible way that he can. And he's waiting for you to make the decision. He's waiting. He's ready and waiting for you to say, I want God in my life. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Come into my life, Lord God. Change me. Save me. Set me free. Deliver me. Whatever things you got in your life. You know, the Word of God says this too. There's only three things you're going to find in the world. And I found this to be true. And this is from the scriptures. This isn't me making it up. It says the only thing you're going to find in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. That's it. Every sin will fall under one of those three categories. The lust of the flesh, whether it's alcohol, drugs, sex, whatever. The lust of the eyes. You see something that you desire, that you want, that's not yours, whether it's a woman, whether it's alcohol, whether it's drugs, whether it's a dessert, cheesecake, chocolate cake, whatever. Whether it's money, whether it's power, whether it's fame and fortune. You desire those things. You want for the eyes. You see somebody got all that stuff and you want it. That's the lust of the eyes. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and then you got the pride of life. You feel like you're better than everybody else. You you got this, you got that. The people with degrees, they got A, B, C, D, E, F, G behind their name. A, B, C, D, B, S, P, H, D, A, whatever. So they figure they're above everyone else. I'm here to tell you that's all you're going to find in the world. And God already knew that's all you're going to find in the world. And he knew that every sin would fall under that. That's why he sent his son Jesus to pay the price for our sins. And all we have to do is accept Jesus. When we accept Jesus, Jesus takes on our sin, and we take on his righteousness. What is righteousness? Righteousness is right standing with God. Being in right standing with God doesn't mean you're not going to do anything bad even after you say. But it does mean you've been forgiven. And it does mean you have an advocate with the Father, and you have someone who's sitting on his right hand interceding for your behalf. See, when you do something bad and you are a Christian, it's considered unrighteousness. Romans 10:9-10 says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to, watch this, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But if you're not a Christian, it's just sin because you hadn't accepted Christ. Enemy will do, and I'm going to say this last thing, what the enemy will do, and that's Satan himself. The word Satan means the accuser. That's literally what it means. It means he's accusing God. He's accusing you before God, and he's accusing God before you. Let me give you an example. He goes before God, and he says, look at John. Look at God, look at John. Call himself your child. Look at him. He over there at the strip club. He over there smoking that weed or sniffing that crack. Look at him. He just stole something from somebody. He's accusing you before God, because that's what he does. He's the accuser. And then he accuses God before you. He comes to you and says, John, look, where God at, man? God was nowhere to be found when your boy got shot. Where God at? Where was God when your auntie got cancer? Where was God when your cousin got killed? There ain't no God, man. You believe that, man? That's what he does. He's accusing you before God and God before you. But see, we got Jesus on the right hand of God saying, Father, forgive them. Remember, I paid the price. No matter John did this, I already paid for that sin with my blood. With my blood. That's what Jesus is doing. He's interceding for our behalf. See? And then down here on the earth, we got the Holy Spirit. We feel like that temptation is coming on. Oh, man, I got to have some of that. I got to do this. I got to go over here and get this alcohol. I got to get this look. I got to get this drug. I got to have sex with that girl. And the Holy Spirit was like, Holy Spirit is like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. See, God will always show you a way out, especially when you belong to him. It's not that you ain't going to be tempted. We're in a world full of temptation, even if you are a Christian. But you know what? God has shown you the way out. Even when you're about to do that and you know you shouldn't do it, somebody at the door. That's your way out. That's your way out. God's saying, look, get up and run. Run. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. You're going to have a lifetime of misery. You don't want to do it. Run. See? God will always show you a way out because he loves you just that much. So I'm trying to tell you all how this all works because God has set the system up. God the Father is in heaven sitting on his throne. He's seated. He's in a position of rest because Jesus said, it is finished. I've done everything that I can do. All you got to do is accept my son to live on the inside of you so that he can lead and guide you into all truth. That's how it works. Now, I don't think this thing church is just something to play with. It's nothing to play with. This is your life. Your life is at stake because when you leave this earth, the decision's been made. And I'm telling you, there's no going back. There's no going back. The scriptures are very clear about that. There was a guy in the scriptures, and one day I'm going to teach on this, and I'm going to end right here. The guy had died, and he was calling out. And he was saying, you know, go back and tell my family members they don't want to come to this place. And Jesus replied and said, hey, they got the prophet. There's people up there talking to him every day. We can't send nobody back from the dead to tell them that. They probably won't believe them then anyway. Still didn't believe Jesus was resurrected from the dead. Well, I'm here to tell you this thing is real. It is as real as you and I sitting here. And see, I like to be transparent with people because God wants us I'm transparent with God. I tell God everything. There will be nothing I cannot stand before the throne and say, God, you didn't know. And it came from my mouth, be it good or bad. You've got to be transparent with him. You've got to keep it 100 with God. He knows you anyway. You can't hide nothing from him. God can see in the dark. God can see in the booth in the back in the corner. You think you're hiding from him? No. Job tried to hide from it. Job went everywhere. Job came to the conclusion, if I go to the deepest of the ocean, you are there. If I go to the highest of the sky, you are there. God everywhere. You can't hide from him. He knows everything. So please, blessings and curses. I place before you life, death. Choose life. God wants you to choose life. He wants you to live because he created you and he loves you. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for this message. I pray that someone out there on this phone heard your word and they know unconditionally that you love them. I pray that you've spoken to their heart about their situation or their circumstance even right now, and they're wondering, does he know? How is it he knows this about me? God knows everything. I don't know nothing about you. I don't even know your name. So don't even look at me. Look at the word. God knows you better than you know yourself. So I know how you're feeling. There were times I used to go to church back in the day, and I swear that preacher knew everything that was going on in my life. And it was bad. It was like, oh, man, I hope he don't call me out. He couldn't call you out because he didn't know it. He was just simply given the word from the Holy Spirit. God knows everything. So don't feel, God don't want you to feel convicted. God wants you to give your life to him. He wants to save you, sanctify you, and fill you with his spirit. He wants to bless you. Unimaginable. Make the right choice. He's waiting for you. Lord Jesus, I want you all to pray this prayer. If you want to give your life to Christ right now, you can pray it with me. You can pray it silent. You can pray it aloud. God hears you. That's all that matters. And you have to say it, confess it with your mouth. Lord Jesus, come into my life. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross and you was resurrected on the third day. I believe you're seated on the right hand of God right now, interceding on my behalf. Save me. Sanctify me. Deal with me with your spirit. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord. And I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. And I thank you for saving me this day. Thank you, Father. Change my life for the better. I ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. 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 Glory to God. Amen. What an awesome amen. Right now, word. Praise God. Amen. It's the right time. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. To let you know. Amen, that Jesus loves you. Praise God,
yes.
Amen. He has not forgotten about you. Praise God, I love the message, amen, talking about, praise God, amen, the man at the pool of Bethesda. Praise God, amen, who thought, amen, it was too late. Praise God, amen.
Yes.
Man of God, he let us know it's never too late, amen. Glory to God, even if you're trying to go, praise God, he's already there waiting on you. Glory to God, amen. Give your life to Christ. Amen. To let us know, praise God. Amen. Once Jesus brings you out, praise God, let's not go back, praise God, amen, into the den of thieves, praise God, where the enemy is at, amen, because the enemy is beckoning for you to come back because, amen, he hates, amen, to see the soul that he lost, praise God, amen. But there's always, praise God, an open door for you, praise God, amen, to give your life to Christ, amen. It ever was a time, amen, that we need the Lord. You need to be saved, amen.
Yes.
That's saved, amen. Glory to God. We didn't get saved just to get saved, amen. I did not, praise God. I had a problem. I had an issue, praise God, that I needed help with, praise God. And the only that could help me was a man of God, praise God. Amen. Once I gave my life to Christ, praise God, oh, what a change. Amen. I'm like the man of God. Didn't understand all, praise God. But one thing I know, amen, the things that I used to do, I didn't do no more. I didn't have the fear to do, amen. Oh, what a night it will be to give your life to Christ, praise God. Amen. Come as you are. Glory to God. We thank God tonight, amen. And let us know, praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Learn to spend some time with the Lord, praise God. Amen. Get in the Word. Amen. That's how we do. Amen. Form relationships. Amen. Even with boyfriend and girlfriend. Amen. Glory to God. Even with our spouses, we spend time with them.
Yeah.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Get to know them. Amen. What color milkshake you like? What color? Amen. Oh, God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
What do you like to eat? Glory to God. Amen. You find out. Amen. I like chicken, too. They like chicken. Amen. You begin to learn those things. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Amen. Glory to God. Form a relationship. Amen. With the Lord to know. Amen. Yeah. And only. Amen. Just great word. Praise God. We could go on and on. Amen. Minister Craig. Praise God. Awesome word. Thank God for the word. I got so much out of it tonight. Praise God. Amen. It really blessed me. Tonight, praise God, we sit here jotting down, praise God, amen, about, praise God, amen, the healing, praise God, on the Sabbath.
Yes.
Let us know, yes, you had the Jews, praise God, amen, but you had some people, amen, everybody's not going to be, amen, cheer you on, praise God, just because you got saved, glory to God, just because you walking straight, praise God, those that you thought was with you, amen, glory to God, amen, but once you step out and give Christ your life, amen, and make that, praise God, amen. The main thing, you got Christ on your side. That's all you need, amen. Glory to God, amen. So it wasn't, amen, cheering the man on the cross. He's been the, amen, had an infirmity, amen, for 30-some years. My God, glory to God, amen. He was going through the thing, glory to God. But one thing about it, amen, the Lord asked him, will thou be made whole, amen. Stand tonight, will thou be made whole. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Any sick, praise God. Amen. Anyone desire prayer tonight, praise God. Amen. Whatever the condition or your reason may be, you want to step in for your children, your son, your in-laws, amen, your neighbors, praise God. Glory to God. Whatever, praise God. Amen. Amen. Please feel free, amen, to match *6. Amen, tonight, and the man of God, amen, we'll pray with you and pray for you. Glory to God, whatever it may be, amen. Your loved ones may not be able to come on tonight, amen, but you stand in the gap for them. Glory to God, amen. Glory to God, amen. The man of God is here tonight to pray with you. Praise God. If you desire prayer tonight, amen, this match starts 6, amen, and come on over on the line tonight, amen. God bless you. Amen. Anyone, amen. Young people, the old people, amen. Just come on over and get prayer tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Anyone, glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord tonight.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, man of God. This is Sister Packer Luke. I'm asking for prayer for my legs. I stood up on them, and they tend to swell from time to time and accumulate fluid. So I'm asking for prayer for my legs. They are hurting.
Okay. Praise God. What is your name, sister?
Janie.
Thank you, Lord. We come before you thanking you and praising you, Lord God. Praising you, Lord God, for Sister Janie, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that she has heard, Lord God. That she believes your word, Lord God, and she trusts in you, Lord. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, that you heal her legs, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you make her whole, Lord God, with nothing missing and nothing broken in her life, Lord God. I pray that she be healed from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that I speak to every organ and every tissue of her body right now in the name of Jesus, that it operates in the function and the perfection to which you created it to operate, Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord God, that she will walk a new walk and she will talk a new talk, Lord God, glorifying you and praising you for the healing that she is receiving right now in the name of Jesus. I give you glory and honor and praise, Lord, thanking you, Father, thanking you, Lord God, that you are still healing. You are a healing God, Lord God,
Thank you, God,
who made whole, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this sister, Lord God. I give you praise and glory and honor, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that I say it is done, yes and amen. And I say be healed and start moving and doing what you used to not be able to do, sister. And I pray that the swelling is receding right now in the name of Jesus, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus, and that you will know and you will believe and you will understand from this day forward that God is real, Lord God. I give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, and thank you, Lord. Thank you for the healing, Father. Thank you for the deliverance, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
My sister, just start moving that in the name of Jesus. Start moving that leg like you never moved it before. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for her healing.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. All glory to God. All glory to God. Give him praise. Just praising throughout the day. Just start praying. Father, I thank you. Just start saying, Father, thank you for my healing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my healing, Lord. Just praising. See, you can't separate the presence of God from the praises of God. They're inseparable. So you've got to praise him. Praise him and thank him. You thank him and thank him and thank him. He loves you. He knows exactly what's causing that swelling. He knows it. He gets to the root cause. He don't have to practice. He knows what the answer is. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Be healed, sister, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Anyone else? Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Amen. Anyone? Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. God, man of God, for the word tonight. Truly enjoyed it. But I'm requesting prayer tonight on behalf of a little 2-year-old who has been diagnosed with cancer. And I'm
going
to touch her. The baby's healed.
Okay. Praise God. Heavenly Father. Sister, I'm laying my hands on my phone right now. I want you to lay your hands on the phone. We touch and agree. Father, you said if two or more shall come as to anything, Lord God, there you are in the midst. Father, I stand in agreement right now, child, Lord God. I stand in agreement that this child has been diagnosed with cancer, Lord God. Father, Jesus himself died on the cross for this. Jesus was wounded for his transgressions. Jesus was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of Jesus was upon him. And by the stripes of Jesus, this child is healed, Lord. You have a vision. You have a future for this child, Lord God. You created this child for a purpose, Lord God. I pray that this child will fulfill what you created them for. You brought them into this world. Glorify you, Lord God. Father, thank you right now that cancer is leaving them, that they will be cancer-free when they go back to the doctor, Lord God. Show yourself strong in this child, Lord. This is a child, Father, a future, a bright future that's right ahead of them, Lord God. Heal them and set them free from this, Father.
Right now, God.
Right now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
May you be glorified.
Yes.
You will be glorified.
Glorify you, Lord God.
You will be glorified in this, Lord God.
Yes.
Doctors will say it's a miracle, but you will be glorified in this.
Yes.
This sister will
yes.
say this. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
This sister will say this is the Lord doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
In Jesus' mighty, precious, holy name, Lord God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
It's done. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, sister. Praise God. Praise God, sister. I look forward to that report. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. Wow. Well, sisters, is there anybody else? Praise God. Hello? Glory to God. Glory to God.
Praise
Anyone
the
else
Lord.
Need to... Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Glory
Hallelujah.
God.
Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. I don't see no thing. No one else is on the line.
Praise.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Again, for you. Amen, Minister. Amen. Canon tonight. Praise God. Amen. Thank God for the word. Amen.
Yes.
You praise God. Amen. Our Father, our God, we thank you. Tonight for this man of God, oh God, Lord, that gave us, praise God, what thus says the Lord, oh God, Lord, to strengthen us, to help us, oh God, Lord, to empower us with power. Tonight, Father, that you to bless him, Father, God, that you restore back to him everything that he has given out to us in the name of Jesus. Father, bless his home. Bless his going out. Bless his coming in. Bless his ministry in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let you to keep his family under the blood, oh God. Use him, hallelujah, God, for your glory, God. Hallelujah, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the anointing of God that's won his life. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you for him. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Again, minister.
Amen.
Amen, Pastor. Amen, great minister. Amen, Craig Cannon. Praise God. Amen, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. Amen. We thank God for the word on tonight. Praise God. Amen. And just in case, amen, you all didn't get to jot down, amen, amen, with the pencil and pad. Praise God. Amen. We want you to know, praise God, you can hear the full service sermon, praise God, on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Hallelujah. You can hear it back over again. Praise God. Amen. And we thank God tonight. Amen. For him. Praise God. There have been some changes. Amen. In the phone numbers. Praise God. Because we want to make sure. Amen. That you get a copy. Amen. Of the service on tonight. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. But just remember. Amen. You can also go on Facebook. Praise God, amen, live, amen, and listen to the Prayer News Network anytime, any sermon, any message, anytime. glory to God, amen. It has the date, amen. What date, amen, glory to God, that you want to listen to, amen. But we want to give you some numbers, praise God, amen, on tonight to get a copy, amen, of the service, amen. The number is 229-529-0914. Amen. Again, 229-529-0914. Amen. The other number, 912-257-3918. Amen. Again, 912-257-3918. Amen. And for our international listeners, amen, you may text. Amen. Text, praise God, WhatsApp, amen, 678-608-7234. Amen. Again, 678-608-7234. Amen. And just in case, praise God, listen, if you don't have Facebook, amen, you can also go to Facebook, amen. If you don't have Facebook, go to simply Google, amen, Prayer News Network. And there you can also listen to the broadcast. Amen. So see that we're not going to let you leave empty-handed. Amen. We want you, amen, to hear the word of God. Amen. Where there's a will, there's a way. Glory to God. And we thank God again for everyone. Praise God tonight. Amen. And to our host, amen, a visionary, praise God, of this, praise God, amen, an awesome moving, praise God, amen, Prayer News Network. Praise God, amen, that is a help to so many, amen, glory to God, those that are homebound, not able to, yeah, get out, praising God, amen, not able to, amen, for the churches are not open yet, praise God, they get in bed and get in,
yeah,
praise God, get right here on the Prayer News Network, amen, amen, I can,
amen,
speak for that myself, praising God, amen, it came to me right in the nick of time, during the COVID,
right,
time, praise God, I wasn't able to. I wasn't able to do nothing, praise God, but we had an empty void in our life. Amen. We were saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Still, something was missing. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One night, praise God, we heard, praise God, this woman voice, amen, and saw, praise God, where it say Prayer News Network. Amen. We so hurried up, dialed that number that night, praise God, in every sense. Amen. Been going on 3 years. And every praise God.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. We've been tuning in to the Prayer News Network. Amen. I often say, amen, I got my thrill right on the Prayer News Network heel. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Every time. Oh, God. Hey, God, every
thank you.
Amen. We come on this line. Amen. We don't leave the same way we came. We always
going
away. Praise God. Amen. With our hand clapping, foot stomping, tongue talking. Amen.
Yeah.
We always get what we need on the Prayer News Network. Amen.
Yeah.
But just not been the same. Amen. So I praise the Lord tonight. Amen. For the Prayer News Network and Evangelist. Amen.
Yeah.
Bradley. Amen. For going on with the Lord. Amen, and not taken down, praise God. Amen, we know, praise God, sometimes, amen. Amen, it's not, praise God, amen, what it used to be or what, amen, what she not expected to be, but long as God is moving, amen, glory to God, amen, woman of God, you stick with it, hang with it, glory to God, if you got to hang by your toenail, you hang in here, glory to God, because I'm praying for you. Amen.
Glory.
Glory to God. My soul has just been uplifted tonight by the word of God tonight. Amen. And we are excited. Amen. Tonight. Amen. For Evangelist Bradley, the advisors. Amen. All the speakers that she's have on. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For letting us be the co-host tonight. Amen. Evangelist Buns tonight. Amen. Glory to God. The voices won't go out, but thank God we're hanging on tonight, amen, by the word of God. Amen. Again, want to say we thank you for joining us, praising God. Amen. Come back on tomorrow night. Glory to God. Amen. And be with us, amen, on the Prayer News Network. Amen. My voice is about to play out. We're going to ask, amen, as minister, amen. Canon, will you come back tonight? Come back on tonight. Praise God with the last word. Amen. And the benediction. God bless you all. Amen.
praise.
Man of God, and the platform is yours. Glory to God.
Father, once again, I say thank you. Thank you for the opportunity that we have to gather together again to give all glory, all honor, and all praise to you, Lord God. And Father God, as we go forth, Lord God, throughout this weekend and next week, Lord God, I pray that you let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, you are our strength and you are our redeemer. And we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And God, I place all that we are in your hands. And we want our life to be fully set apart for your plans and your purposes. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Come back on tomorrow night. God bless you all. Have a blessed night. Amen.
Have a blessed evening.
Bye-bye.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.